The Boy That Lived in the Bubble illustrates a major truth.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with you and my founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Years ago, a boy born with a rare disease had to live in a plastic bubble 12 years, his entire life. Outside the bubble, he was certain to die from exposure to any germ. This helps to illustrate a biblical truth about God. We cannot enjoy the presence of God nor have a lasting relationship with Him without coming to Him as He directs us. God is perfect and impeccably holy. No one is holy enough in themselves to find acceptance with Him. To convey this truth to ancient Israel and to us, God insisted that any worshiper must approach Him with a God-approved perfect sacrifice. All pre-Christian animal sacrifices symbolize the sacrifice God's Son would offer when He died on the cross. We read in Exodus chapter 30 that God also told Moses to build an altar of incense. On it, they were to burn only God-approved incense. The incense smoke stood for the prayers of the worshipers. This teaches us that our prayers require a mediator to make them acceptable to God. Our mediator is Jesus Christ. God showed His approval of Him by raising Him from the dead. That's why when we pray, we come to God on the merits of His Son, Jesus, and pray in His name.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. Again, visit urbanministries.com.